It's Thursday, the 21st of November, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. Namibia Breweries Limited has partnered with road safety stakeholders to promote responsible drinking and driving during the festive season. The beverage manufacturer donated 200,000 Namibia dollars to the Motor Vehicle Accident Fund to support law enforcement and awareness initiatives. The NBL's communications manager, Surihe Gaumas Guchu, has more.
In living up to our commitment on responsible consumption, Namibia Breweries Limited has a zero tolerance towards alcohol when it comes to drinking and driving. So what we mean by that is when you drive, never drink. We therefore urge everyone not to drink and drive. Responsible consumption to us is a shared value, and therefore we are working together with other road safety partners to promote this positive behavior through the Festive Season Road Safety Campaign. So our goal is for everyone to have a safe festive season where people can enjoy true togetherness responsibly.
The Association of Certified Fraud Examiners has opened a Namibian chapter to strengthen efforts against fraud and corruption. The global organization will help train and certify professionals. The chapter is also hosting the ACFE Africa Year-End Conference, focusing on trends and challenges in fraud prevention. Here is AFCE Chapter President Godfrey Ihuhwa.
What we expect today from this event is a gathering of minds, gathering of experts to tighten our relationships and talk about how we can improve on the way forward, how we can share experiences, best practice, and the way forward in reducing fraud. Fraud and corruption is a major challenge in Namibia right now. There are a lot of laws that criminalize acts, the acts of fraud as well. We do have institutions that are doing the work, but more is needed. Associations like these are needed, where private entities are coming together, experts are coming together to see how we can then improve it, how we can then enhance our collaboration amongst the different entities as well, to see how we can assist in fighting and combating fraud as well.
Experts have welcomed changes to South Africa's history curriculum, which include adding pre-colonial history for grades 10 through to 12. The goal is to move away from a Eurocentric view and focus more on African history. According to News 24, historians believe it's important to include the voices of indigenous groups like the San, Khoi, and Xhosa, and address the impact of colonialism and apartheid. Nigeria's President Bola Tinubu has called on military formations in African countries to strengthen alliances in a bid to defeat insecurity on the continent.
The Nigerian president gave the charge while declaring open the second edition of the African Military Games in Abuja. President Tinubu, who is also chairperson of West Africa's regional bloc, ECOWAS, noted that no nation can single-handedly tackle its security challenges. Many African countries, such as Nigeria, Niger Republic, among others, have been battling insurgencies and other forms of insecurity for years. Organizers of the competition say beyond energizing the physical fitness of troops, it will also be used to strengthen their bond as they strategize towards confronting security challenges on the continent. Tessem Akende, Jos.
And finally, a French painting that was stolen by the Nazis has gone on auction in Paris. The artwork was recovered at the end of World War II. Ross Cullen has more.
The work is titled Portrait of a Woman Mid-Body, and it was painted by the French artist Nicolas de Lagilière. It was taken from the Rothschild family after they were arrested by France's collaborationist government, and it was eventually recovered by the Monuments Men, an allied unit responsible for retrieving works of art stolen by the Nazis. An inscription number on the back of the painting confirmed that it had been looted. It is now up for auction in the French capital.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.